Section 1. The Force of Destiny. You are the master of your own destiny. Use your strengths well. They are the keys to your destiny and your success in life. Once you know yourself and take action to realize your dreams, you can unlock the doors to your own potential. Neil Somerville. The Master of Decision. It is in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. Tony Robbins. We make thousands of decisions per week. What to eat, where to go, what clothes to wear, or who to hang out with on Friday night. As adults, we have to make critical choices such as which university to attend, what courses to take, or when to marry and to whom. These decisions are setting the stage for your life's destination. Similar to driving a car down a long highway, you eventually reach a point in the road and you must decide whether to turn right or left. How do you know which decision is the right one? What if you allow fate to decide? Decision-making is never easy, but as Tony Robbins said, it's in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. But making a decision is only the first step. You have to commit to your decision and take deliberate action to reach the desired outcome. It is important to ask these critical questions. What action would you choose right now if you could make one decision? What decision, if made, could potentially change everything for you? Don't think about the result or the ultimate outcome. Take a moment to make the decision that you've been struggling with the most. Then, focus on the actions that will take you straight to your goal. Now, a real decision isn't just a lofty wish or a dream. If you say, "I want to earn $10,000 per month doing what I love," that sounds good, but there is nothing here to indicate that you will do that. We all want things. We want to be healthier, earn more money, and spend more time with friends and family. But wanting it and deciding you're going to have it are unrelated. Wishes are for birthdays and shooting stars. But knowing without a doubt what you want and how you're going to get it is a concrete commitment. You must believe in your decision too. In the next chapter, we will take a look at the power of our beliefs. For now, just know that believing in this process is a necessary element. I told you earlier in the introduction that years ago, I made a decision to change my life. I decided I would quit my job, do what I wanted, and travel the world, even though I wasn't 100% sure what I wanted to do. But I also made another decision that day. I decided what I didn't want. I didn't want to waste my life fulfilling the expectations of others. I no longer wanted to wake up feeling defeated. I didn't want to feel stuck. The moment I made this decision, I began piecing together my plan. Did I know how I would do this? Was I ready to leave behind my friends and parents? Was it a wise choice to fly to a country where I didn't speak the language? If I had thought too much about it and weighed the pros and cons, my self-doubt and fear would have swayed my decision. I'd still be doing work I hate, living a menial existence and wondering, what might have happened if? That is why I urge you to ground your dream into your subconscious once you make your choice. We don't know the outcome. We can plan for the best. But the rest is up to the small actions you take every day that fortify your decision. Every decision has to be followed by action. Have you ever said you would do something, but the day never came? 10 years passed, and you're still talking about the things you want to do. If this is you, it's time to turn this around. Those who are unhappy and wishing they had more, or could do more, in many ways, they've decided to live that way. By not deciding, you are deciding. It works both ways. If you are stuck in blaming your environment, your spouse, or your circumstances for the way life has turned out, you have decided to accept that reality. Our decisions can destroy us, and it is the decisions we don't make that ultimately lead to lives of discontent and unfulfilled dreams. Everything now rests on your ability to decide what you want. Develop an umbrella plan in which you can envision the plan as a whole. The details come later. Making a decision can be a great challenge for most people. In many ways, we are accustomed to others making decisions for us. As children, our parents made decisions for us. In school, we heard advice and suggestions from teachers and